This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Our guest this second hour of Spingola Speaks is Cheryl Battles, B-A-T-T-L-E-S. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've exchanged emails for a number of years,
but
we've never spoken on the phone. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
what did you decide to call the show today?
I don't know that we call it anything.
Okay.
I think that we're going to be talking about vitamins and all kinds of things.
Poison vitamins, right?
Yeah. And you've had some interesting experiences lately that you'd like to share.
Yeah, well, we were going to talk about the vitamins and what's in the vitamins, and are vitamins really good for you, or might there be some poisons in the vitamins? So we probably all heard about magnesium stearate, and you keep hearing that word come up, and, you know, but you love your vitamins, and you don't want to get feeling worried about your vitamins. It's like your only comfort, you know. It's like with all the denatured food and all the toxins, and you don't want to go to the doctor, God forbid, because you don't know what they're going to do to you. So, you know, you kind of rely on these vitamins. I know I've got vitamins everywhere in my house. I got them on my kitchen counter, in my bathroom. I've got them by my computer. So if I get in the mood, I can grab this vitamin or that vitamin. I take lots of vitamins. I've taken vitamins probably for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. I try to eat well, but, you know, you just can't. And so, I keep hearing this magnesium stearate word keeps coming up, and I just kind of figured, well, you know, it's probably not the best, but it's not going to kill me. It's not going to really hurt me. Well, then
But can you really say that? Because, honestly, we are really a very trusting population in this country, and anybody could put anything in a capsule and sell it to us and say, oh, this will take care of that, or this will take care of this problem or that problem. We really, because I'm speaking for myself, I don't have a scientific background, but I think we need to be skeptical, and I think that is what you exercised your skepticism, and you also do a lot of research.
Yes, I do. I'm an internet freak besides being a vitamin freak. So, but, you know, you don't want to, you just can't, it's hard to believe, of course it's hard to believe that anybody would do anything bad, really, but, or our government would do anything bad, or anybody want to be spraying chemtrails on us or anything. But especially with your vitamin company, you just don't think they're going to poison you. You know, if they're selling you supplements to help you be well and get over all the toxins that are out there, why would they be putting toxins in themselves?
Exactly. Well, Dr. Daniels did a program, a radio show, on the fillers that are in multivitamins and how awful that they are and that they're really bad for you. And so we just have to use discretion when we're when we're purchasing these things.
Well, I listened to I was listening to a program. What got me really scared about the magnesium stearate was I was listening to a health person being interviewed on, I like to listen to health programs, and his name was Clive Bursky. And he just seemed very credible to me because, I mean, the man had had all this surgery and he'd had his lymph nodes removed and he had cancer. And, I mean, he had actually lived, you know, he knew what good health meant. And now he's a health coach and he's an expert person. And he was talking about magnesium stearate and he got my attention because he was saying things on the program that, that magnesium stearate is actually a fatty acid, but it's not the fatty acid that you know, it's not a natural fatty acid, and it's not the same stearic acid that your liver would make or it's artificial, and he said he was explaining that the liver makes magnesium stearate, but it makes it from good fats. But that this fake magnesium stearate is deranged, and that it's an immune suppressant, and that it's actually toxic to the liver and to the skin, and that if you use this for a long time if you take a lot of vitamins like I do every day and you go years and years, that you can make organ damage. And he says that it accumulates. You know, kind of like arsenic, you know, like it doesn't kill you all at once, but if you keep taking it, it'll kill you. And he says that it gets into the cells and destroys the membranes, and it will cause you to be aged. And the purpose of the magnesium stearate is to make all of the ingredients in a vitamin blend evenly, which is good. You don't want to get, you know, too much of this and not enough of that or something. And also it helps the machines to, so the stuff doesn't get stuck, and that you make sure every pill gets filled all the way and sure. That it doesn't get wasted and make a big mess all over in the factory. And, you know, so, I mean, it's not there as a supplement. It's not like taking magnesium, which is a good supplement that we all want to take. It's not that kind of magnesium. It's a lubricant is what it is.
And that's an additive?
Yeah, they call that an excipient. It's called an excipient. And it just, it's just a lubricant is all it is. It lubes up the machine so that everything will go through very well. And it's actually made from palm oil or cottonseed oil and hydrogenated, which is worse. But not only is it hydrogenated, and cottonseed oil, of course, it's full of pesticides. And then it's heated up very much. And what you end up with is hydrogenated fats that contain highly altered toxic molecules. So, I mean, you know, I know Mike Adams and other people have sort of endorsed it in a way. But, you know, maybe a little bit of it wouldn't be bad. But
is that like a little bit of arsenic?
Yeah, a little bit of arsenic, you could pass it off. But if you're taking it every day in large amounts for a long period of time, from what I did, I went and did some more checking. I just went all over the internet trying to find out about it. And there's one man on YouTube who said that he stopped taking, when he found out about magnesium stearate, he stopped taking it, and that he started getting all this white stuff coming out, you know, in his stools. And then later on, he said his kidneys failed him.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there was another thing I saw where they did a test. I put the links on. I sent you links, so if you want to stick them on.
Right, I put them on my schedule page so everybody can go to the 6 links that that Cheryl is referring to.
Oh, they're
on today's schedule page.
I sent you some more.
Okay.
And then the other, I saw another thing on YouTube also that was quite alarming, where they showed mixing the you know, a vitamin capsule. They opened it up. It had magnesium stearate. I think it was vitamin C or something. And then the other capsule didn't have it. It just was pure vitamin C. And they dropped it in 2 glasses of vinegar water. And the vitamin C that didn't have the magnesium stearate just kind of soaked up into the water. I mean, it didn't totally dissolve, but it did go to the bottom, and you could see it was dissolving. But the magnesium stearate stayed at the top of the water, and it kind of clumped up and turned into like this gooey, fatty chalk, which is what Mercola calls it. He is condemning it, too, and he's warning. So there's a lot of people that are warning about it, and it does seem like something you wouldn't want to take every day, for sure.
Sure. All right, Cheryl, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Cheryl Battles. And Cheryl was talking about magnesium stearate and you were talking about vitamin C and the differences.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And whether, actually, you know, an important question to ask is whether we should even be taking any supplements at all. And I think we should, I mean, we have to take supplements because our food is, you know, depleted. And also, like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we have all these toxins that you need to have supplements to counteract those, you know, those supplements. or the toxins, and I did some research on that too, and you've probably heard of Dr. Mark Hyman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's a big proponent of vitamins, and he says that vitamins actually, by people taking supplements, were, you know, they've done studies, and it's actually cutting down billions of dollars on the health care bills. And he recommends four vitamins that everyone should take every single day, you know, just to keep maintain, you know, from everything. And that would be a multivitamin mineral. And then also he says we should be taking B-complex every day, and we should be taking a calcium and a magnesium combination. He says vitamin D we should take every day, 1,000 or 2,000 IUs every day, and also omega-3 fish oil capsules. So that's his minimum, he says. And then he's got a lot more vitamins that he says we should take, maybe not every day, but, you know, other ones like NAC for, you know, just other things. So, you know, the vitamin companies, you know, why can't they do some studies, you know, and make absolutely sure that this magnesium stearate is not hurting us and these excipients are putting in, you know, aren't actually poisoning us. And if there's a better way, a more benevolent way of, you know, doing their business and getting everything in the capsules and everything.
It depends on the objectives of their business. I mean, we could ask the same thing about why don't the water commissions in each of the communities really actually look at what fluoride is doing and then make some adjustments as, you know, taking the stuff out. And so what are the vitamin company objectives? And there are so many different vitamin companies now. And one of the one of the people in the chat room said, what is, according to you, what do you think is the best brand of vitamin that one should take? And I really don't believe in multivitamins. I prefer to take them separately as needed, because some of that is just, there's a lot of filler, I think, in multivitamins.
Too. I think you could never squeeze all the vitamins into one pill that we need. There's too many. And I know some of the vitamins that are like Alive, that's a brand, it's called Alive, and they like to use whole foods, and you have to take three big horse pills of those in place of one little vitamin. But and then there's all kinds of powders and things that you could take and everything. But I think that, you know, I don't understand why the vitamin companies wouldn't want to make sure, reassure people, because their best customers are the ones who are stand to have the most to lose, because the more vitamins you take, if there's bad things in the vitamins, you know, people like me that take all these vitamins every day, we're the ones that are going to get sick from taking the vitamins.
Sure.
If they're putting things in there, they shouldn't be.
And
they're going to be losing their, they're going to be killing off their best customers. I don't know, maybe they figure there's more to come behind us or something.
Sure.
But.
Well, one of the other questions that are comments in the chat room, if they can't take the vitamins off the shelf, don't you think the best next thing is to put poison in them?
Well, yeah. I mean, we know the big pharma's pills are poison.
Sure.
I mean, not only the excipients, they're putting the same exact excipients in their pills that the vitamin companies are putting in theirs. They use magnesium stearate in theirs also, but they're not putting good things in there like vitamin C or, you know, any of the other good things that we like in our vitamins. They're putting, you know, real poison, so it's poisons on top of poisons. So actually what the vitamin companies are doing is that they're adulterating and contaminating their good, you know, their good supplements with these, possibly. They have made a defense, and they've said that there's no evidence, and Mike Adams and Mike Ray Sahelian and some other big names have endorsed putting you know, magnesium stearate in there, but...
Sure. Now, the other question that somebody asked in the chat room is, what is the best brand of vitamin that is available? And I think it depends on... I mean, I have friends that have studied this for years, and they have, you know, particular companies that they prefer. And I think that there's so many different brands. And so is there a good answer for what is the best brand?
I like to buy my vitamins from Swanson, even though I wrote them a scathing letter and I told them I was going to send back all my vitamins, which would be boxes and boxes of them, you know. But they sell all brands of vitamins, and they mark them down. Like if you go to the manufacturer and buy them directly, you're going to pay maybe almost twice as much money. So they offer other people's vitamins at a discount, and then their vitamins are at a discount. And, you know, so they're a big company, and their price is good, and you could find whatever you want there. If you're looking for cheap, you can buy their brands with the magnesium stearate. If you want to find things that don't have it in, you could pay more. And then, you know, if we want to avoid magnesium stearate, we are going to maybe have to give up some of our vitamins, or we might have to just get powders if we can find it, or maybe pack our own vitamins, you know, get the little capsules and stick in there what we want to go in there.
Well,
start getting bulk herbs and things like that, you know, or even other things would be just try to get it in our food, and we could talk about that at the end of the show about how some ideas I have about that.
Okay. But going back to vitamins and doing your own, you can buy these little capsule machines. I have one. And at least when you make your own using organic herbs and powders and that kind of thing, you know exactly what is in that product. You know exactly what's in that capsule. And if you buy the herbs from a legitimate, honest company, then I think that you're probably a lot better off than trusting in some of the things that are prepackaged. And there's also the other thing is the dates on different vitamins. There is I think that they can expire. In other words, if something has been sitting on the shelf and not in the right environment, perhaps the temperature is improper. For instance, like with probiotics, if you're buying probiotics that do not come refrigerated to your door with dry ice or something else to make it cool, then you have to ask if that is an efficacious probiotic. Because most of them, to be good, should be refrigerated.
Yeah. Well, I know that you take a lot of probiotics, and you probably know some of these companies that produce, you know, the food for them.
Right.
You know, somebody's shopping on the internet and wants to say, well, I want to go to a small company and I want to buy herbs directly from this company, but you don't really know if you're going to get what you're buying, really, because
Cheryl, we do have to go to a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Cheryl Battles. And Cheryl, you were talking about why would a good vitamin company all of a sudden start putting bad things, negative things, dangerous things into their product. And somebody in the chat room brought up the incident of Tom's toothpaste, which is fluoride-free toothpaste. Really a nice little company. I think they were in, I don't know where they were, out northeast somewhere. And then somebody came along and bought them out and is probably changing, altering their formulas. And so I think that when you have a nice small vitamin company that might produce very excellent product, and then maybe, you know, they have problems, taxes or some other thing, because I've known, well, we recognize that big companies, big corporations like to go in and take over smaller businesses, and because they have, because they can, and because they can buy the smaller business, alter the product, make it cheaper, and add it to their own product line. And so that probably happens in the vitamin industry also.
Well, I heard it was. I heard that Big Pharma is buying out all the big vitamin companies. So, but I don't think they have bought out Swanson. And I wanted to mention about Mercola. Is, you know, he is really kind of championing this, you know, crusade against it. And he was saying that of all people, that the Codex Alimentarius may be the one that puts the stake through the heart of magnesium stearate. And he said that that they were going to order it to be removed because it has no known use as a food. It's not food, so they wanted it out of the vitamins. And then the International Alliance of Dietary Supplement Associations requested that they put it back in, and they did. They did reinstate it, but they said that, you know, they have to do a study, and they have to prove that it's safe, or they're going to take it back out again. And they're estimating the cost of the study would be $180,000. And Mercola says that nobody has yet volunteered to foot the bill. So a company like Swanson could easily afford. And if this International Alliance of Dietary Supplement Associations, there must be other companies, and they could all pitch in together, which Dr. Daniels says that you can't go by studies anyway. They'll just make it come out however they want, which is true.
Sure.
But even so, I mean, it would be nice if somebody would actually do a study. And all we have right now are isolated. They are studies, but they're not, you know, they're kind of fragmented things. But if you put all the pieces together, it doesn't make a pretty picture. So,
exactly.
You know, yeah, it doesn't make a pretty picture. And I can tell you what Dr. Daniel says about it. I have a quote here from her.
Sure, go ahead.
You'd like to hear, because we love Dr. Daniels.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Well, she says, in any case, she says, mega dosing of vitamins long-term is not a good idea. And she says, if you're mega dosing vitamins, that you need to look at your diet and lifestyle and make some changes.
Right.
And she says the most critical thing is to eat food you grow yourself. And then she says, my opinion is that a few supplements with stearic acid is not a problem, but taking like half a teaspoon a day would be a problem. And if you take handfuls, you could take that much. And another way around, she says, is to buy the ingredients you want and put it in a capsule and pack them yourself. And she says she does that with NAC for her husband. And she says avoid stearic acid if you can. And she says, but sometimes you can't. And then you just have to decide where you're going to draw the line. And I'm still taking vitamins with it in there because myself personally, because they're my vitamins. I need them, and I don't have anything else to replace them right now. But I'm going to be trying to weed them out, you know, and I've stopped taking a lot of vitamins that I was taking, but not all of them. So then she says, if you're taking anything with magstearate in it, she says, try taking it in powder form without the capsules. Like, you can get vitamin C and other things.
Oh, absolutely.
And some of this stuff comes in, you know, like your fish oil, there isn't any magnesium stearate in that. And but what were you going to say?
That, what was I going to say?
Well, then she was saying that you can get the powder for a lot of them, but for
exactly.
a lot you actually can't. You can get vitamin C in powder. And then
which,
she says...
Which I think is safer. I really think that I get a lot of things in powder. L-glutamine I get in powder, mm-hmm. and I'm going to order some vitamin C in powder, because then you know
NAC.
Exactly what you're getting.
NAC is one of my favorite vitamins. I couldn't live without NAC. And acetylcysteine makes your body build glutathione, and it's really good if you're coming down with something or just even to take it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can get that in powder, too. And sometimes they sell this stuff for animals, you know, in powder. You can get it that way, too. I don't know.
And there's also the thing about... I know that we like to take a lot of vitamins, but I think that you really should have a reason for taking whatever it is you're taking. And sometimes certain vitamins don't agree with other things. Sometimes, for instance, selenium, if you take selenium without taking something else with it, it won't draw out the toxins out of your body. It depends on why you're taking vitamins to begin with, whether you're trying to prevent something from happening to you, whether you're trying to get over something that already has happened to you. So I think
I don't take my vitamins willy-nilly. I take tons of vitamins, but I know every vitamin that I'm taking and why I'm taking it.
Okay.
And I mean, I got my vitamins. You would think my house was crazy if you saw the way I got my vitamins all lined up, but I, you know, I need this one.
Somebody wants to know what NAC is. What is that?
It's N-acetylcysteine. It's an amino acid, and it, your body will use it for glutathione, which is something that it, glutathione will boost your immune system, and it's just wonderful for immunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think probably the biggest problem that we all have is that we have compromised immune systems.
Well, yeah, and I guess the magnesium stearate will compromise it further. So that's not the reason we're taking vitamins, so that we can destroy our immune system.
Right.
Yeah, so...
And I agree with Dr. Daniel. She says food should be your main medicine. And she knows how to incorporate foods that will help you to, you know, for certain kinds of things like, well, for instance, sauerkraut. I think everybody should know how to make sauerkraut. They should eat it every day. I think people need to be eating grass-fed beef or free-range chickens and eggs. And if you can incorporate some of those things, and I know you have a garden, that if you can grow some of your own food, or most of it if you can, that you're much better off than buying it no matter where you buy it, or buy it from some local farmer.
Yeah. I just wanted, before we got into that, I wanted to mention one other thing, though, about the corporates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, specifically Swanson, which is how I got into this, because... You know, I spend about $100 a month on vitamins from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for a long, long time. So they already know there's people like me that are taking handfuls of their vitamins. And so it's not the same as a small company maybe that sells one vitamin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just one, you know, well, this is the only vitamin we sell. It's our specialty, but here, buy this vitamin. And if it has magnesium stearate in it, okay, it's just one vitamin. Who cares, right? But if you're taking handfuls for years, they know that, and they have a responsibility to all these customers to do something. Swanson, they have published on their website, they've got a whole big thing about how safe it is and really, really pushing this magnesium stearate. Like you should definitely look for magnesium stearate in your vitamins and take them. If it's got magnesium stearate, it's a good thing. You'd almost want to take magnesium stearate by the time they get done telling you what a wonderful thing it is. Then they've got, you know, Mike Adams and Reese Helian and other people, well, this other guy endorsing it, and I don't know if they really did or if they took things out of context. It's very suspicious. In fact, once I checked Swanson's rebuttal, it was so hypocritical and so double-tongued that made me all the more leery of magnesium stearate.
All righty. We do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Cheryl Battles. And so we're talking about food and all kinds of things that we need to incorporate, maybe grow our own, find a nice farmer nearby that we can purchase other things from, that we, you know, like grass-fed beef and chicken eggs and all that kind of stuff. So, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I didn't before. Okay.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to get into talking about the solutions, and I know we're running out of time.
Okay, so
you know what? Can I just really quick go through a couple things of what?
Please, go ahead.
Because we haven't, I never said that.
Just
really fast. Okay, there's a study that was published in the Pharmaceutical Technology says that it interferes with nutrient absorbance, which I kind of mentioned that. And then in Gabriel Cousins, in his book, says that it disrupts our energetic field along with all the other toxins, and that they have access to the interior of our cells and may potentially damage our mitochondrial DNA. And then also it's been shown to suppress the T cells, which is short for thymus cells. And the thymus is the organ that makes our white blood cells. Therefore it suppresses our immunity. So that was in another journal. So
And you're talking about magnesium stearate right here.
Yeah, magnesium stearate. Okay. There are you know, reports and studies that show that, I mean, that make you really, it has not been declared. It has been declared safe. The government calls it GRIS, you know, generally regarded as safe. But they shouldn't be doing that, you know. It's not.
You mentioned before that you think that Swanson or other companies like Swanson should, they have the responsibility to make certain that what they put in the food is good for us. But corporations, we have learned from sad experience that corporations and the media and the government and all these entities do a lot of lying. And so I think it's up to us to expect them to be responsible, but I think we have to take personal responsibility for everything that we ingest and do our own studies.
Trusting.
Yeah, don't be so trusting.
Mm-hmm. Right, even if it is a vitamin company that's been taking your money for years.
Exactly. But, and Swanson, I don't know whether they're a distribution company, whether they produce the vitamins, where they produce them. A lot of the pharmaceutical drugs are now produced in third world countries where we have no idea about the sanitation, the environment, or anything else, who's working on this. And mm-hmm. so I think that we need to find out, okay, who's producing the vitamin? Where is it being produced? Who owns the company? Does the company have any connection to the pharmaceutical industry? And do they just distribute vitamins or do they manufacture?
Yeah, so Swanson does both, and they sell other people's vitamins also. So, but actually, if it comes to the United States standards of quality versus the foreign country, I wouldn't put the United States up that high, actually. After all that we know about their farming methods and, you know, their...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, they're feeding us glyphosate. They're spraying our wheat with weed killer before they harvest it.
Sure.
So there's none of their food that we can trust. That's why we're taking all these vitamins in the first place. But
okay.
I don't know. We better get onto our solutions, huh?
Okay, go ahead.
We don't have very much time. We got any more breaks here coming up?
No. We've got about 5 minutes, so tell us some solutions.
All right. Well, so there's always sprouting, which you can get on, you know, seeds, like broccoli seeds or alfalfa, radish. You know, you can order them on Amazon, and you can get those little sprouter things. And then you can have nutrient-dense, fresh vegetables to eat all winter long. And just, you won't have to, depend on the grocery store where you don't know what they sprayed on it. You don't know what it was grown in. It was probably grown in and through weed killer. So that's one really good workaround that I think. And then some others would be, like, you have had people on your program teaching about cultured vegetables. And that's very nutritious, and, you know, that will boost your immune system and everything. You should try to find, like you were saying, raw milk from a farmer and drink it and culture it. Turn it into kefir and curds and whey or whatever you want. It's all mm-hmm. good. And everybody should learn how to do winter gardening, which I'm just, you know, getting into that. But I know Dr. Mercola, he's a medical doctor, but lately it's like he's more interested in learning how to grow a garden than he is about all these supplements. He's really into, like, how to make a really good soil that you can grow things in that's going to be just full of nutrition. And if you have good food like that that's grown in good soil, you won't need any vitamins. You can throw them all in the garbage. And that's why the last part of this, I just wanted to urge people to go online and watch this documentary called Back to Eden. And it's all about this wonderful man in Washington State who, his name is Paul Gauchi. And he's actually, well, I won't go into all about him, but he has discovered how to grow a garden where you use no tilling, no weeding, no watering, no fertilizing, no crop rotation, no pesticides, and it practically grows itself. And the food that comes out of it, if you just watch this, watch the documentary, and he lets people come to his farm every weekend and help themselves. They can have all they want to eat. They're out there munching down on blueberries and strawberries and fruit trees. He's got this orchard that's unbelievable. His food is just so big, and he pulls it up out of his fantastic soil, and it's got these gigantic roots that go everywhere. He doesn't have to worry about pests because his vegetables are so full of water. They're so sweet, and so if the bugs were to eat, take a bite out of his vegetables, they drown in the water.
There are also things that you can plant in a garden. I used to do a lot of organic gardening in Idaho when I lived there. Mm-hmm. We had about an acre. We had 27 fruit trees. We had asparagus roots. We had a strawberry field. We had everything. I used to grow everything. And there are certain things that you can plant, like marigold, around the tomatoes that will keep the bugs out. I never had any trouble with bugs at all. I also used those little beetles, ladybugs. I would purchase ladybugs and set them loose in the garden. I mean, we're talking a major mass of ladybugs. And that helped also. But I never had any pests. Never had any pests.
And, well, I think organic gardening is just where it's at.
Oh,
and,
loved it.
Maybe you could get Paul Gauci on your show because, if you listen to him for 20 minutes, it's better than 4 years at Cornell College, I swear. He just knows everything it's all about the soil, how to make this fantastic soil. And once you get this soil made, you don't have to worry after that. You can drive your tractor over this soil and you won't compact it. And when all your neighbors are getting droughted out, your plants are going to have all the water they want. You can plant something that needs to grow in pure water right next to a desert plant, and they'll both do fine because the whole secret is using this mulch. And he tells you how to get the mulch and the right kind of mulch to get and how to put it on your garden and how to use chickens so that you can, because they're the best soil maker. Fertilizer, mm-hmm. He doesn't even care that much about the eggs. He likes them for the way they tear up the weeds and the hay that you give them and turn it into this fluffy, rich fertilizer. And I have watched that documentary so many times, and that's the answer. And Dr. Daniel says, too, we have got to grow our own food or at least learn how to pick some weeds in our backyard.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, for being on the program today. It's been interesting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was wonderful fun. Okay.
All righty. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.